though distorted view may be instant heaven, it tastes just like fresh perked honey.
Today's Distorted View Podcast is brought to you by...
Hey, what you doing?
I'm making waffles.
What kind?
Oh, it's Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter.
Grandma Jigaboo? Isn't that racist?
Racist? No, the Grandma Jigaboo brand has been around for ages.
Is this the same recipe Grandma Jigaboo used when she was alive?
Actually, there was never a Grandma Jigaboo. This is just another quality product from our white friends at General Farms. General Farms Foods, serving up delicious taste since 1975.
What are those chunks in the batter?
Grandma Jigaboo is the only waffle batter with real chunks of fried chicken, orange crush, and collard greens.
Are you sure that's not racist?
Snigger, please.
Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter. Just look for the package with the black woman cashing her government check on the front.
Hey, freaks! It's Friday, June 27th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a Nintendo Wii suicide. Plus, Jesus is a cunt, and mobile hookers. Finally, gonorrhea comes to you. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
This is The Distorted View Show. I don't know. Shut up! I'm trying to do my program. Entertain the people. Hey, freaks! Why start now, right? Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. Ending the week with a great program. How great is this show? Two words for you. Fat man. Oh, that's right. He's back. Now, I should say, a couple days ago he posted a video talking about his stupid lame chat room or whatever. But this is an actual fat man video. He's going to give us the ultimate fat shaking show. And I can't wait, quite frankly.
Hi, folks.
Oh, I see he still hasn't cleared up that nasty case of mental retardation.
Today, folks, I am going to give the ultimate fat-shaking show 2008. Folks, 2008. Whoa. Before I get started, I'd like to give a shout-out to... a loyal fan, Adam Schwick, folks.
I can't believe there are loyal fans of the Fat Man.
Because he's cool. Adam Schwick, folks. This is a shout-out. Hi, Adam Schwick. And also, folks, he has a cool YouTube page. Howard,
Christ, who cares? Probably has more fans than I do. I'm just jealous.
Okay, folks. Now, for one of the most requested videos I've gotten, folks. I've got a lot of requests for this. The ultimate fat shake-up 2008!
You really should watch this video, because when he starts saying the ultimate fat shaking show or whatever, he stands up a little bit, starts shaking, and his pants fall down, showing his underwear.
2008, folks!
Alright, here we go.
Don't mind my pants, the fat man, folks!
Fat man looks like he might have lost some weight.
Here we go!
Oh,
folks.
I found it.
Yeah, we're just heating up.
Oh, he's so retarded.
Yeah!
He's shaking around. His fat jiggles like...
fat shake!
Oh, and his tits are sagging. He actually looks like he has four udders. He has his two big, massive man boobs, and then there's folds underneath his tits... that create a second set of what look to be boobs.
2008, folks!
It's all lumpy.
Woohoo!
Oh my god, his stomach is all cottage cheesy. Hold on, I want to hear him cough.
too much
physical
yeah,
activity.
Let's go, baby!
Oh, I've missed this stupid bastard.
This is the fat shake-up 2008. 2000? Hey, whoa!
It is mesmerizing. It's hip. It's hypnotic. The way his, you know, like when wheels, like on a car or something, spin so fast, it looks like they're going slow. You know what I mean? That's what he's doing with his fat. His fat is shaking around so much, it looks like it's in slow-mo. It's fascinating.
Go! Ben!
Pants keep falling down.
Whoa!
Oh.
Pants falling off?
Yes.
Whoa! No!
I wonder what under his tits smell like. It can't be pleasant.
Shake off!
He is a massive man.
Go,
still.
Baby!
A lot of people are saying that he looks like he lost weight.
Fat shaker! 2008!
He's got some floppy titties.
Thank you for watching this Fat Shaker production, folks! Production of Fat Videos! Goodbye!
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day! Woo!
Get this man on some Jenny food. There you go. Brand new fat man. Let's move on to worm porn. That's right. Worms on tits, worms on vagina, worms, worms, worms.
Dead worm on your nipple there.
Is it recording?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem very pleased. Is it recording? Do it quick. The dead worm on your nipple.
Look at that worm on your nipple.
A unique fetish.
Some more on your breast. Oh, look at them crawling that nipple. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they fall. I know. It's not on my camera, though. All off your nipple. And it's on this nipple here.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Your pussy hair.
Oh. She's a fat broad, too. That's a puffy pubic area right there. Speaking of puffy pubic areas, I forgot that I registered pubicpuff.com. What should I do with that domain? I would love for your suggestions. Email me with your ideas. Thank you.
Nice.
Sliding in her little slit. It's so gross. I don't know what's more disgusting, her actual pussy or the worms on it. Oh, they're going in her cunt.
Crawling on there.
Oh, tickles.
Oh, he's stuffing them in her pussy now.
I'm going inside, don't worry.
I know.
I just want you to feel how they feel, that's all.
I think some dirt and
all. You could use a washcloth, come on.
She doesn't want any part of this. Oh. I love how he's like, I'm not putting the worms in your vagina, and you can hear him stuffing them in.
Come on inside.
Oh, you're pushing it inside.
No, they're not inside. Walk, move your hand away.
Oh.
Don't do that to them.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. What's interesting about this particular website where this video is hosted, you can actually rate whether the video was good or bad. I'll tell you right now, good is losing. It's almost a landslide, really. Gotta say thanks to Devil... Oh, Jesus. Devil is Hone for sending that in. Thank you very much. Finally, Nick sent me a link to Heavy Load. Heavy Load is the UK's first fully disabled punk rock band. This was first posted a couple days ago on Boing Boing, so here you go.
I am a demon tonight. I'm going to be a demon, just like a puma.
What the hell is this tard talking about? Anyways, unfortunately, I don't think he's the singer of the band. I think he plays drums poorly. Anyways, here is a sample of Heavy Load's music. I think it's a cover, actually.
Quite frankly, I don't think the drum playing is that great. And the harmonies weren't there either. Anyone can do that. I'm banging on the drum. That being said, I think they're almost too good to be a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Which really speaks volumes about Linda Finkel. Poor Linda Finkel.
That was your best gig.
Yeah.
My mind tells me about Heavy Love now. And what? I'm going to stay as ever.
Is that on film?
What?
I'm going to sit to it. And I might double show I'm going to sit to it.
What?
I'm going to be strong.
What the hell are you talking about? You're making no sense.
I'm going to be proud.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like kind of main.
Yeah, okay, you be kind of main. I have no idea what the hell he's saying. All right, so there you go. That's Heavy Load for you. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effect up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This week, Sideshow members got to hear two episodes that non-paying members couldn't hear. Yesterday was one of them. Here's what you missed. I met this trucker online. He brought his big cock over and fucked the hell out of me.
I'm a liar.
I'm a mummy.
And the irresistible smell that exudes from a censor's vagina.
Someone needs to douche.
Vulva.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
In my ass.
Let it come, Lord. Let it come.
My dolly is a physical and mental midget. Like me. Yeah.
Sweet bear anus. Roar.
I'm a lion.
Roar. I'm a mummy.
Hey, it's a Friday. It's payday. It's a great time to sign up for the Sideshow. Enjoy all the extra content over the weekend. Maybe catch some shows and extended programs that you missed this week. Support Distorted View. Sign up for the Sideshow. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A 13-year-old boy hanged himself with his school tie after his father... Oh. It's not that funny, German midget. Calm down. Okay, it is kind of funny. Yes, a 13-year-old boy hanged himself with his school tie after his father confiscated a computer game. A computer game. Fucking stupid old fart news reporters. It was a Nintendo Wii. One of these newfangled computer games. Jake, okay, shut up, German midget. Good grief. Once you get him going, he can't stop laughing. Jake Roberts wanted to play it on his new Nintendo Wii console, but he couldn't because his sister was watching TV. An argument developed, and when his father confiscated the game, Jake stormed to his room. Hours later, he was discovered hanging from his bed. Game over indeed. Yes, the talented teenager described as a sensitive boy with a fantastic imagination enjoyed writing stories and poems. Mrs. Roberts, the boy's mother, a bank clerk, became tearful as she recalled how her son had stormed off to his room after being told he could not play on the game. She said, "We gave him some money for his birthday, so he went out and bought a computer game. When he came back, he wanted to play it, but his sister was using the television. He had a temper tantrum and stormed off upstairs."
Now you're playing with power.
Mr. Roberts, a printer, said, "The first thing I saw when I walked into Jake's room was all the paper he had ripped up on the floor during his tantrum. The door was open with his bed to my left behind the door. I was going to tell him off. When I turned, it took me a few seconds to register what I was seeing. His school tie was around his neck and he was hung from his cabin bed. I tried to lift him, and his tie was attached to a bar on the bed. An ambulance was called, and Jake was rushed to Scarborough Hospital, but he was pronounced dead 2 days later as a result of the hanging." There you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Australia. A Gold Coast teenager who wore a t-shirt by English extreme metal band Cradle of Filth that read, "Jesus is a cunt." Damn it, I wanted that on Distorted View t-shirts. A teenager who wore the t-shirt "Jesus is a cunt" has been charged with offensive behavior. Above the offensive slogan is a nun depicted masturbating. As if "Jesus is a cunt" isn't bad enough. They then had to go that extra step. Nun masturbating. Well done, Cradle of Filth. Well done. A 16-year-old was arrested on Monday for wearing the shirt and was charged with offensive behavior under the Summary Offenses Act of 2005 for public nuisance. Senior Sergeant Aaron Ottaway says the teen was walking along Hollywell Road when an officer saw him. Police conducted inquiries at Australian Fair, where the teen said he bought the shirt, to find any shop selling it. The Reverend Matt Hunt of the Helensville Baptist Church said, "I thought it was funny. People need to lighten up." No, of course not. The Reverend said it was sad. It was sad people spoke about the Lord in such a way. Of course. If you ask someone from the church, they're not going to be happy about it. Why even bother? He goes on to say, "It's fairly common language these days to express sadness, anger, or hurt. It's a degrading word to use, and Jesus is anything but that." Yes. Thanks for defending Jesus. I'm here to say Jesus is not a cunt. How dare you? It's like being called... It's like calling white black. Well, now you're just being racist, sir. I don't think we need to open that can of worms. Yes, when someone comes to the point of saying Jesus is the devil or Jesus is expletive, the Bible does say be very careful because you're on thin ice. Really, what passage is that? You're a preacher. You shouldn't be paraphrasing. I can imagine what his normal sermons are like. Not very informative at all. Jesus was nailed to the cross. His last dying words were, "That's the way the cookie crumbles. Fear not, I shall return in 2 and 2.
Welcome to Love Connection.
Jesus is Chuck Woolery. I knew it. Gold Coast lawyer Bill Potts said the arrest highlighted Australia's need for a Bill of Rights. Quote, "One of the greatest problems with our country is that we talk about rights, such as privacy and freedom of speech and the like, but they are not enshrined or protected in any way as they are in America. USA number one! I don't necessarily know what our Bill of Rights are, but I know we got some. So suck it, Aussies." Final story we have for you today. Yes, the brothel sex bus has finally been pulled over in Florida.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, Clyde Scott, a 41-year-old with the words "Trust No Man" tattooed on his back, was the driver and the money holder. Leah Harris, Princess Thigpen, and Kimberly Daniels allegedly lured the potential clients aboard, and along with Leanne Redding, offered sex for cash. Christine Morta was also on board. She was their madam. The six tooled through South Beach in a massive limo bus last weekend in what police are calling a brothel on wheels. Dun, dun, dun. Their enterprise came to a screeching halt at 3:15 Sunday morning when they picked up the wrong fare. Three undercover Miami Beach cops within walking distance of the police station. Quote, "It was very brazen," said Detective Juan Sanchez, nicknamed Dirty, a Miami Beach police spokesman. They were offering everything from lap dances to sex. Now, the six faced charges that range from violating public dance hall ordinances to possession of a controlled substance. You see, Scott had 6 tablets of Viagra on him at the time of the arrest, and of course, multiple counts of prostitution. I was just thinking, like, wouldn't it be great, and maybe there is such a thing, I don't know, but like a cruise line, right, that goes out into international waters, right, and then the boat is just, the whole crew are prostitutes, and it's just a goddamn sex boat. You know, what happens in international waters stays in international waters or whatever. Wouldn't that be a great idea? Someone's already probably thought of it or doing it. If not, don't steal my idea. Distorted View Cruise, coming soon. Oh, that would be great. Along with all the sex, we'd have Alexis K. Tyler talking about her pussy power. We'd have special guest Fat Man eating Twinkies. Like, we'll just have people throwing food on the stage. And whatever people throw, Fat Man has to eat. And then he can show us his shit-stained underwear. Oh, if only I could convince Norwegian Cruise Lines to go in business with me. All right, the bus, a sleek black conversion vehicle that has the cab of a tractor trailer, is no longer in service. Cops locked it up, seizing it as evidence. The arrests were part of a citywide crackdown on prostitution over the weekend that led to 78 arrests, including at least 7 felonies, and help recover a missing person. The sweep also netted a large scale of evidence, including drugs, a firearm, and money. The highest profile bust came from the bus, which pulled up to undercover cops around 3 a.m. on Sunday. Here's something interesting. The accused took their clothes off, performed lap dances, and for $125, beckoned their clients to a special VIP room, which was a curtained-off area in the back of the bus. Oral sex was an additional $100. "You'll get your money's worth," Redding said, according to the police report. There was more than $2,000 in the cash drawer alone. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in and see what my babies are up to.
Hey, Timmy, this is Kerosene. You were wondering if you could check your Gmail with a program on your desktop, and yes, you can. Gmail.
Thank you. You're about 3 months late.
Supports both SMTP and POP IMAP. You have no...
I use an IMAP, and I love it.
Chicken nugget.
Okay.
All right, Tim, I got one for you. Ready?
Yes.
I'm Tim Henson, and I want to kill your grandma. I think that'll work, right?
Yes. We'll definitely get the grandchildren vote.
Hey, Timmy, it's Nubbins here. Just calling to tell you that it's raining like a bitch here right now.
And
I'm driving down the road. And
can you possibly give me your 5-day extended forecast, too? Because I'm very interested.
I hit a certain area and
I started
hydroplaning
yes.
across the road. Yeah, I had to call you.
That's why you were calling. I was wondering why you were giving me the forecast.
Maybe you should play that clip so that new listeners, unlike me, we've been listening to you for about 3 years now.
All right. Well, here's the backstory. I received a little portable recorder, audio recorder, from a listener, and I thought it would be fun to take you guys with me throughout my day, right? And so I was recording throughout the day, and on my way home, this is back when I had a real job, I was driving home from work. I had my my portable recorder, and I was telling some dopey story, and I lost control of my car. I was hydroplaning, right, on the water. It was wet outside, and here's what happened.
The video is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. There's a story being told, like a lot of 80s videos. And the story with this video is there's a guy and a girl who are in love. But something goes wrong in their relationship, and they break up. They have a big fight, break up, and then you just sort of,
Oh, Jesus Christ on a cross. That was hydroplaning.
There you go. Careless fairy Tim, hydroplaning.
Hey, Tim, it's Dave, Seattle Sideshow member.
Hi, Dave.
Just two questions, or two comments, I should say. First one is the monster and Bill having sex. You played that a couple of times, actually, in the past.
Shut up!
That wasn't real new.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Secondly, you, fuck it.
Couple more voicemails, yeah.
Hello, Tim. Talk Killer here.
Hello. Hello.
I'm calling to let you know that I have found the most amazing game for Wii. I know you're a huge fan of Dancing with the Stars. Yes, they have a Dancing with the Stars game.
What?
I'm actually going to have to turn in my man card for admitting to playing this. But
yeah,
it's pretty fun. Have a good time with it. You never know. You might like it. You might be totally gay like me.
Yeah, that's pretty gay. Like, what? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? I don't understand how it works. Like, do you actually have to dance?
Hey, Tim.
Stupid.
This is John.
He used the Wii Fit board for that.
Hey, Tim. This is John, Sideshow member here. Giving you a call saying, yeah, I fucking hate ICP, you goddamn faggot. What it is everyone who listens to it is A, some sort of, like, teenage wasteoid that's just, you know, burnout and don't give a fuck about anything.
Right.
Or a, like, late 30s to 40-year-old ex-meth addict pedophile. Those are the two people who
I just love the idea of, like, these middle-aged men who are balding wearing
clown makeup.
They're a bunch of losers, I can't stand them. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Timmy, it's Matt from the Jam Hole. Hey, dude, that lady that called in on Tuesday, on the Tuesday show that had just moved to Ohio, that you gave the train wreck to, dude, she was about to ask you if you would be the one to take her virginity.
What?
And then you totally, she couldn't get it out because she was ashamed, and then you train wrecked her.
Well, I can understand why you'd be ashamed by that.
Yeah. So, man, I would get all up in that if I were you. Oh, and another thing, I think Ashley, she's just mad because she hasn't had penis in her jam hole in probably over 10 years.
Oh, is that what jam hole means? I always wondered about that. All right, one more voicemail, yeah.
Hey, Tim, this is Nate the Whore calling. Hey, I don't know if you heard the good news yet or not, but on Wednesday, the Supreme Court ruled that if you rape a baby, you will not be put to death.
Woohoo!
So, Tim, I guess
I was getting worried because my listenership kept dropping. I think that had something to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, you may resume raping babies. Yes.
You're pretty happy, huh? Spoil one for you, huh? I guess it's just as long as...
One less thing I have to do when I'm president.
Don't kill the baby when you rape it. So I just thought you...
Yes, because I mean, it really is like the circle of life. Look, you rape a baby, right? Like, DB listeners should rape a baby, right? Then the baby will grow up fucked up and start listening to Distorted View, and then rape another baby. And so on and so forth, etc., etc. The circle of life continues. Cue Elton John music. Thank you guys so much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. I'm a little bit backed up. I apologize if I didn't get to your voicemails. I will get to them. I think I'm on messages that were sent on the 25th, so I'm a couple days behind. Again, thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Ultimate Fat Shaking Show 2008.
Did you notice what happened to his voice when he said 2008? It was like 2000. Like Daffy Duck.
2000?
He's still a mess. Thank you, Jesus. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com if you're not a Sideshow member. Sign up now. Take a listen to all the extended and bonus programs we have for you. And we'll see you back on Monday to start a whole new week of programs. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
Please support the United Negro College Fund.